On the Claisey, Matt and Kimber catch up, the surprise quiz is back. Surprised you both. Matt and his mum watch The Bachelor, love it. And do you take your grandparents on your holidays?
It took Claisey, Matt and Kimber years of hard work to get a new car. But you could win instantly at Macca's. The Monopoly game is back at Macca's with a 1 in 5 chance to win instantly.
Claisey, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
And there's a lot of discussion in 2017 what a family represents in our country of Australia.
That is true.
And does that include a bit like a lot of European families, a lot of Asian families? Does that mean that the grandparents are involved more?
Well, this comes off the back of the story, the rise of the travel nana and pop, where Aussie parents will pay their own parents to travel with them on holidays to so they can act as babysitters.
I'm not a parent, but I'd look forward to having time without the kids if I had the choice.
Of course. Yes.
But Dave's in Sorrento. Dave, did you take your parents along on a family trip?
Hi guys. Look, we've actually done it a few times. So every year we take the in-laws camping. So we pay for them. We pay for their way to come down. So what happens? They give us a couple of mornings off. They take the kids, and also one night we send all our. We've got three kids. We send the kids in their camper trailer. So we get a morning lie-in, which is really nice.
Nice.
And once we also had a week in Melbourne with the kids, and for the last kind of 2.5 days, we flew the in-laws over so we could have a couple of days just with us as well. So, yeah, it's been unreal.
That works really well for you, Dave.
Really good, yeah. So we've thought about the international trip, but obviously we've got a price tag attached with that. But
Dave, have you thought about just leaving the kids at home with the grandparents?
We've done that before, just for a weekend as well. But we feel a bit guilty with that one.
Yeah, because it's full time. Hey, Dave, I just want to know, before the first time this happened, was it an open discussion? Was it actually said that this was going to happen, or did it just sort of develop?
The camping sort of developed, but with the Melbourne one, which we've done a few times, it was an open discussion. We said this was our intention.
Great.
And the in-laws are all for it because they think it's important for us to have quality time as well. So.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, mate.
And the grandparents love that time.
Mm. Yeah, you'd hope so. We're out to Kwinana. Kath, did you take the parents away with you as babysitters?
Certainly did. We used to, every year, we used to alternate between the grandparents.
Mm.
You know, one year we'd take them to, like, New Zealand, or the next year, the next set of grandparents would go to, like, Darwin or Carrollton Island and...
Kath, is it sort of a peace of mind thing for you? You can't just get sitters in the place that you're at?
No, not really. What it started off as, like, because wherever we went on holidays, the kids came with us.
Mm.
It was just a gimme. But then one year, you know, they says, oh, do you want us to look after the kids so you can have time alone? You know, and then next thing you know, oh, I'd love to go see New Zealand. Do you want to come? And that was the start of it.
Have they started suggesting where you might like to go on holiday?
Like Paris?
Yeah.
You know them so well.
The Amalfi Coast. I love it.
Thanks, Kath.
No worries.
Oh, you know, if it works for you, as long as it doesn't turn into Christmas lunch every time you go away together.
Yeah. Or depositing with the kids, with the grandparents too much.
Too much,
and
yeah.
You overstay the welcome.
No.
That kind of thing.
Oh, good. It's the new family. Good on you.
Claisey, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly. Getting up that early. Matt's World.
Well, last night for The Bachelor, I had my very own goggle box going on because I got together with my mum.
Oh, yeah.
I plied her with red wine.
Right. Yeah.
She's never seen The Bachelor before.
Oh.
And I said, right, we're going to watch it and I'm going to get your reaction to it. So I'll let the audio speak for itself. Here's mum. This is the introduction.
So I'm sitting here with Judy, my mum, and we're just about to watch The Bachelor. Mum, do you know much about The Bachelor?
I totally detest it.
Okay, cool. But you know how the show works. Oh, that
of course I do, darling.
Yeah, and have you seen any of the episodes?
Not really.
Well, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to watch the show and see if you can pick by their body language who he's going to choose.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're switched on, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Love
very
Dr.
confident.
Judy.
Now, you know, and at first Maddie J came on the screen and I said, okay, mum, first reactions to Maddie J.
What do you think of him? Do you reckon he's good looking?
Yeah, in a vacant sort of way. Just a pretty boy.
Oh.
Jude's.
Written him off.
Jude's tries it hard.
Yeah, she does, but, you know, it was an hour, so attitudes changed through the hour.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay, and then the beautiful Laura arrived on our screens.
This is Laura. Laura, oh, dear.
Laura, you think a bit needy?
Bit needy.
I think she owns her own business.
All right. She should stick to what she knows.
She's a straight shooter, your mum, isn't she?
We got more and more naughty as the night went on. Mm. And at one point, Laura had something very important to say to Maddie J. Mm. And she just couldn't say it. And so I chimed in.
I'm a man.
She Muttley'd you.
That was Muttley. Yeah. And then, of course, the lovely WA girl, Elise. Mum, hey. What did you think of Elise?
What, you think no for Elise?
Absolutely. She doesn't come across much at all.
Yeah, but you've got to give her a chance. The other girl relaxed, not convinced.
Nah. Sorry, darling. You're out.
Oh, jeez.
I know. And then Tara. We were introduced to Tara.
This is Tara, 27, nanny, Queensland. She's pretty.
Okay.
Good luck.
She looks like a nanny. She's got that look about her.
Oh, she can pick it.
Oh, she really can. And then, but she had something else to say about Tara, and this
you
is
thought that the one with the cross is off, so Tara, you think, won't make it.
As soon as I saw the crosses, I thought, that's it. She's crucified.
Sounds like you guys had fun.
All that based
that
on
that was a bottle of and a half of red. Yeah.
For those who didn't see it, the crosses were Tara's earrings.
Right.
She judged it on her earrings. Mm.
And she was right.
She was right. I don't know how you've ever taken anybody home to meet Judy.
She wasn't right about Elise, though.
Tough.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Tough. But then, of course, as I said, attitudes started to change and she realised that Matty J, with his shirt off, well.
He's definitely got a gorgeous body, isn't he?
He's got a good body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. What a shape. Perhaps I could audition for it.
Yeah, why not?
I wouldn't mind him.
Go, Mum.
Sure, her attitude totally changed.
Oh, it did for everyone.
I mean, it's so vacant, but my goodness,
my God.
Those abs.
And then, of course, what would be, you know, The Bachelor without Osher coming in and being very serious?
We've got Tara, Laura and Elise.
Okay.
And he's got to say goodbye to one of them.
So if he gives a rose...
They stay.
And there's two roses. Oh, my God.
And he's the host and he always comes in and acts like someone's died.
The Undertaker. He'll take her out.
And finally, of course, as we now know, it was the end for Tara.
That's it. Oh.
Tara is out. So you were right.
Okay. You didn't receive a rose. She said, oh, didn't I? I mean, really? Poor little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Them's the breaks.
So of the two girls that are left, do you think you'll go with Laura or Elise?
I do think Laura's got it. Yeah, dimples.
The first one.
Yeah, the dimples has got it.
Wow.
There you
she's
go.
She's very insightful, your mum.
Oh, yeah.
Judge Judy.
She's always been harsh but fair.
If I'd known any of this stuff, I would have been taken a bit more seriously the choices of my earrings, the dimples in my face.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea you could make it or break it that easily in a relationship.
Oh, she's judged you very harshly and she's never met you.
Matt's World. Claire's E, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Matt versus Kimber. In case you didn't know what was going on, it's the surprise quiz, Matt versus Kimber, and they both look very surprised.
We haven't done this for ages.
Right.
Yeah, thought it was about time.
I am thrilled that I prepped that last section that I was going to talk to you about.
Oh, well.
Had lots of great points to make.
Yeah, I was playing along when you were talking about that.
Claire-Z, can I just say I'm a little bit frightened because something just happened The scarf came off. The jacket came off.
I'm ready. I've got to win some
Kimber
back.
Kimber looks like she wants to rip me to pieces.
I'm sick of losing.
It looks like she's had an injection of testosterone.
It does. It does.
Probably because the current store in the surprise quiz, the score check is Matt 8, Kimber 4.
Sorry, Kimber.
Yeah.
Don't apologise. It's fine. I get that I'm not good at quizzing, but sure. I think the people want to hear the victory song of Uptown Girl more than they want to hear Macho Man.
Well, that's because they haven't heard it much.
Should try and give the people what they want then.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. Throwing me zingers.
You know, my little sister, I can do that. Right. We ready to go?
Yes.
No.
It's time for the surprise quiz. Question number one, Matt versus Kimber. Which month and year will the plastic bag ban come
July 1st, in? Next year.
You did say next year. That would be correct. 2018.
Yeah, it's cool. Kimber. I'm fine about it.
Yeah, well, don't get too far behind, bud. Question number two, with the score check, Kimber 1, Matt 0 on the surprise quiz. An Alabama weatherman went viral during the week. What did he do?
He was trying to measure the wind speed in the hurricane.
Oh, Kimber, any clues what this Alabama weatherman was doing?
Went out onto the beach during the storm.
No, he farted on air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't cover that?
Oh, it gets you famous.
It's so uncouth.
Why? I thought we covered all the top stories.
It's called, mate, it's modern news. It's called Fart Bait.
Yeah.
Question three, with the score Kimber 1, Matt 0. Who played the lead role in the new Blade Runner film?
Ryan Gosling.
Kimber did that first. Sorry. No, that's fair. Kimber 2, Matt.
Sucker punch.
You changed,
man. You've got a blob.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's different when you're losing.
You're on the duck there.
You wouldn't know. You haven't been there yet.
Are you in the Australian cricket middle order? So, Kimber 2, Matt 0. Question 4. Who is the Eagles' number one ticket holder?
Justin Langer.
He's on the board. The West Coast Eagles' number one ticket holder. We spoke to this person recently.
Oh, I know who it is now.
You do now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Dang, I don't.
Kimber?
It's
the Alabama weatherman.
Correct. No, it's Julie Bishop.
Julie Bishop.
Yeah. Oh. We did have a chat with Julie recently. Question number five.
I just feel like Dennis Cometti is the number one ticket holder for everything.
I'm just going to keep going here. Kimber 2, Matt 0. What band cancelled their show at Perth
Placebo.
Arena last week? Kimber, you know what that
Boom!
Means. You got to win. The score now, Kimber 5, Matt 8 with a surprise quiz.
Everybody loved that little jingle.
Congratulations, Kimber. You
Thank
played
you,
really well.
Thank you.
Yeah, now both to your
Thanks
rooms.
Thanks for playing well.
That's all right.
That was good. Just be honest. Genuine surprise with that one?
Yeah, oh, always.
Had beautiful. No idea.
Haven't done it for a while. Yeah. We'll do it again soon. Maybe.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for.
Sure have.
It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Look, last week I auditioned for a play about walking dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've had great news. They called me back and said that I've been given the lead.
Well, there's another Claresy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber aren't here now. But I think I know where you can find them. The Monopoly game is back right now at Macca's with a 1 in 5 chance to win instantly.